Ohio officials were quick to respond to the news from Dayton. Governor Mike DeWine expressed his deep sympathy to the friends and families of the victims and gratitude to the first responders who got the situation under control as quickly as possible.
Dayton Police Department did an absolutely phenomenal job, truly heroic. If they had not acted when they did, there would have been many, many, many more people killed. Dayton had practiced this. You practice for a tragedy. You never hope that you have to implement that practice. But, you know, everything they did appears to be right.
DeWine says it's too soon to speculate what could have been done to prevent the shooting.
Tragedies like this, what first goes through your mind is, what did we learn from this? What can we learn in the future? What can we do different that we maybe we should do that would not eliminate the chance of something like this? I don't know if you can eliminate the chance of something like this, but rather to lessen the chance that it would occur or to lessen the deaths. In other words, you always look at this as a case study.
U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown says his first reaction to the news was sorrow for the loss of life.
But the next feeling I had was anger that my country's government stands by and does so little.
Brown says the Congress could act quickly to pass legislation that would reduce the availability of guns.
You know, the House of Representatives has passed a background check bill. I've asked Senator McConnell to bring us back early, do the same, and get this bill to the president. We could pass this bill in an afternoon, since the House has already done it, get it to the president. We know that background checks work to combat and reduce gun violence, and we know that a ban on assault weapons works because the country's done that before.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has blocked gun control legislation in the Senate that had previously passed the House by wide margins, placing the bills on the calendar rather than having them referred to a committee to potentially be passed by the full Senate.